Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My name is Father George. I was born and brought up in India, southwestern part of India, state of Kerala. That's where Father Sebastian comes from, too. And he studied in the same seminary in Bangalore, India, for 7 years. And he is much junior to me. I came to United States 1979, and I served the Diocese of Bridgeport in Connecticut for 36 years. I retired 2 years ago and moved to Palm Coast, Florida. I don't know how many know about Palm Coast. Some of you may know about Palm Coast. So I did not realize it. It is that far from there to High Spring. So it is okay. Anyhow, you will see me again next weekend. So I'll be going back to Palm Coast on the 16th of this month. So that is a little distraction, so just forget everything. Now let us go into the message of today's reading and gospel. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to Mount Tabor, and there he transfigured. And what does this transfiguration mean? His disciples know about Jesus as a wonderful man who had great wisdom and understanding and great power of healing. They saw healing power is coming from the Lord. In an instant, he could heal the blind, the lame, even the dead. So they did not know beyond that. Jesus tried to teach them many ways, but they could not comprehend. So that is why Jesus took them to show them who really Jesus is. They saw the divine nature of Jesus. When he transfigured, he shone like a shining sun. And they felt something great inside of them, which they never had, such a joy and happiness and peace in their life. And they don't want to move from this transfiguration, facing Jesus and the glory of God. That is why Peter cried out, "Lord, let me build three tents, one for Moses, one for Elijah." and one for you. Jesus in the middle, Elijah on the side, and Moses on the other side. Moses is the greatest lawgiver, of course, came from God. And Elijah is one of the greatest prophets. And Jesus is the fulfillment of the old law and transferred to new law. And he is the fulfillment of all the prophecies. And Jesus is the new covenant. You and I called to see the glory of God at the end of our life. Jesus has given us a wonderful gift, a treasure, greatest treasure we can have. Our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, in our own resurrection, and see the glory of God. A few days ago, I was reading the story of Ignatius of Loyola. As a young man, now he was an avid reader. He was reading exotic novels that gave him momentary pleasures. He went one after another novels, and he lived a wayward life. So he was in the war and wounded, he was in the hospital. As an avid reader, he wanted to read. He wanted to find some exotic novels, which they did not have. Only books they have, Life of Christ and the Lives of Saints. So he did not have any choice, but he began to read. As he was reading, as an intellectual man, he noticed something in the lives of Christ, Life of Christ and Life of Saints. As he read through how the saints have great pleasure, spiritual pleasure, that never fades, and it lived with them, and they built that pleasure, spiritual pleasure, as they moved their life, as they moved on their life. While he was reading this exotic novel, and gave him momentary pleasures, but did not last. And those kind of novels and pleasures led him to weariness. And he was disgusted sometimes, and that led him to depression and discouragement and so on. So he began to read books after books of lives of saints. Then he came to know all the saints have that spiritual pleasure, spiritual peace, spiritual joy inside of them, and while he did not have. So it took him a long time to balance his life, to come to know what I should do with my life to have that kind of saints life. Finally, he came up with the idea, yes, that is what I am going to do. I gave up all my worldly and sensual bodily pleasures, and I am going to see God and godly pleasures in my life. That is where he came to understand discernment, the spirituality of Saint Ignatius Loyola is discernment. Discernment by the power of the Holy Spirit to think right, to do righteous things, and follow the teaching of Christ in our day-to-day life. And he became a great saint. As he noticed in today's gospel, as a few moments later, the three disciples heard the voice from the heavens, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him, listen to him." Then it went away, and Jesus came and woke them up. They were so much afraid. All of a sudden, they felt the reality. They are living in the world, among the sorrows and miseries. But Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. The time will come when you are taken away from this world, at the end of your life, and you will see the glory of God. You and I, our Creator, see the glory of God. How can we see the glory of God? By listening to our Lord Jesus Christ, by listening to his message, and reading his message in the Bible, in the Gospels especially, and try to live a life in the ways of God. We are humans living in this world. We have go through struggle between our flesh and spirit till we die. And Jesus, our good Lord, knew about it. I knew, because he is God. So that is why our good Lord instituted the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation or confession. He instituted the beautiful sacrament of Holy Eucharist to feed us, strengthen our spirit, so that we may nourish in the body, blood, and soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ to face the temptation every day of life. So, my dear friends, as we continue the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, thank the Lord for the gift of faith he has given us, and ask the Lord to send upon us his Holy Spirit so that we may discern to choose right things and move forward with our life, listening to our Lord's message and trying to live. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.